So now in this section, what we are trying to understand is the complementary nature of content marketing and social media marketing. In very simple term, it says content marketing creates a sufficient material for customers to refer and engage with you. Social media platforms gives you the delivery channel. What you produce needs to be reached to the targeted audience. The social media acts as a delivery channel. This is what we will try to understand in the subsequent slide. So some of the ways why this can sync is happening, how this synchronization is happening and producing unbelievably utilitarian benefits for the business. First is making and sharing content. So while you make your content, which is a written content, you may do this on your laptop. You write your blogs first, you write your social media posts, from that do repurposing for videos, etc. But you need a delivery channel, and that is what this social media platforms are, like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, etc. Getting seen while your contents are in their own place. Blog, you have a blog, you release the blog. You have a YouTube channel, you release your YouTube film. How will consumer know? And that's where social media acts as your information tool. You convey on social media, provide link to that YouTube, etc. Provide inquisitive stimuli in terms of what's in it for customer. He'll be compelled to click that link and go to your blog or go to your YouTube film. Building brands. So here, how does it happen? Content creates your expert understanding. Your article certainly, when referred, will be shown as an ex you shown you a project you as an expert. Social media is a platform which not only brings people there, but that's where they chat. That's where they decide whether it is worth forwarding it to others or not. So they recirculating or forwarding, etc., tagging people, those things start. So that's where the brand building starts. Talking with fans. So what it means, social media lets you talk directly to your audience. So when you create a content and you are creating an engagement with the customer on social media, like you have created a blog post, so to say, emerging technology, but that's articles residing there. But you have to come to your social media platform and tell people 20 the most emerging technology today, reach now, and then give that link so they will go there. And that's how you get into a conversation, you seek opinion on your content, etc. Next is the bringing people to your websites. You have created a beautiful website, they are designed well, but it's a standalone digital property. Social media is a place where people come. Every day they want to see the birthdays, every day they want to see who has put what, etc. Now, in that itself, if you create your content out there, which will compel them to come to your website by clicking the link that you have given. So that's a starting point from where people will come. So more traffic. Fans share too. And so in the sense, create an exciting this thing. Your article staying in your blog post or your exciting video staying in your YouTube, but using social media, you create and compel them to share. So whatever that you have provided the ticker or whatever you have provided them as a what's in it for the customer kind of a message, exciting, very curiously looking. And when that is seen, it should also compel them to circulate. So that's what brings you the more tracking. Sharing live updates. So now, social media is a place where you can create live updates. You can feed in people with your forthcoming launch or recently launched or your launch of offer or your festival discount scheme and blah, blah. So that way you remain live with your target groups. And then creating a community. That's a very important power. Content separately have no power to create a community. Like when all, if you converge them at your social media point where you create a community, a lot of interaction will take place. And as I told you, interaction adds life and you are able to listen. And when you are able to listen to them, you understand what is changing, what is needed, etc. And that way you can evolve your content strategy. Second, how well you are doing it. So various performance parameters that you can decide for you and track it through your tracking meter, tracking and analytical tools, you will come to know what is that customer referred to you as, you know. So how are your various contents and their popularity is talking about, listening to your audience, very important. Through the content, you are able to no doubt release information, but listening will happen where? At social media. Person referring to your content, blogs, YouTubes, etc., will eventually build a perception about your brand. He will refer about iPhone 15 on blog. He will refer about iPhone 15 video. He will refer about this on LinkedIn, etc. Having done that in one of the social media, he will create his opinion. He will share his opinion. That's what will give you a reason to listen to the customers, what they are talking. So with that, actually, we have understood various perspectives that we desire to. We enter into a section which is about measuring performance. Measuring performance, earlier also you would have noticed there are words like key performance indicator, or finally, if it is to be in the monetary term, it is return on investment of content marketing, because for creating this content, you incur expenditure. Now, how do you measure? So aspects like a project sponsor also knows that the project champion is the person who recognizes the business need of for a project and bridges the gap between business executives and the project manager. So what it tries to tell you, sponsor is the company, the brand, okay, and also known as the project champion. So both are saying he's a person who recognizes the business need. He has to understand his need for a content creation. When he does that, he bridges the gap. He brings the business executive on one hand and the project manager on the other hand together. Now, both will be on the common ground. They know both they have to achieve. This role is like a higher level project facilitator, serving as a link between the project and the management. This is very crucial. ROI, return on investment, or key performance indicator can be measured only if there is a commonality which is known, and the project manager and project facilitator and the project participants all should know that how this is going to get evaluated, what will be defined as a success. So continuing about ROI understanding, this page just talks about there has to be a project sponsor, he forms a team, etc. So not so crucial. We go into the next slide where how do you go about measuring this. So we will start from here, which is essentially process steps. This is more like what you do to see that your return on investment is maximized. So start with the clear goals. Set a very clear goal for yourself, whether it is suspects to prospects, or whether it is lead conversion, whether it is maximum download, whether it is newspaper subscription rate increase, what is it? Having done that, website states, there are various analytical tools that give you an idea, number of unique visitors, number of repeat visitors, the most visited page, the most abandoned page, etc. You have offers on various pages, whether that offer page is referred most, and from there are you generating any leads, etc. So various such aspects. Third is the watch conversion rate. Now, at every stage, you have to be very conscious as the call to action are happening or not. So, for example, here on a particular page, you have given a newsletter subscription request. Now, refer to that and see that how many people are actually subscribing for your newsletter. If it is high, you are fine. If it is low, you have to ask yourself why they are not encouraged. Then comes understand attribution. This is very important. Figure out how content leads to action. So whether your contents are creating desired call to action, that is what this point is asking you to measure. At every stage, you have laid down something, no more, click for order, okay, download free ebook. There are various fulfillments you are promising it to the customer, whether that is taking place or not. That is what, and that is doing the journey. Customer starts need that he fails about certain problems. He then knows what are the products available, gets into information search, personal visits, blah blah. That's a throughout journey. Attribution aspects has to be worked out, checked by you. Track social media. The social media is a place where customer voice themselves. They either are advocates to you, they are either adversaries to you, they are merely loyal and helping you spread more words among the other like-minded people, etc. So those engagements you should be able to capture. Check email results. Many people do mass emailing, etc. What they fail to do is checking certain statistical validity, the delivery rate itself. Delivery rate will give you an idea about authenticity of the, or the latestness, or the validity of the data. If the delivery rate is poor, that means your data has gone old. Open rate, how many are actually opening? You know, then call to action, you are given certain call to action. How many seek unsubscribe? So those are the aspects you try to understand. You would have given certain links in your email, etc. If it's a hyperlink, etc. So how many people are actually utilizing that? Measure leads. Now at various stages, suppose in your entire content strategy, be it blog post, be it YouTube, be it social media, you intend to create at every given point of time certain lead generation activities. So whether that is taking place or not, look at the sales and ROI. So finally, all that has to lead into increase in volume, increase in your revenue, and therefore return on investment for you. So finally, derive your content marketing led effort based incremental sale, and that incremental sale and its effect on return on investment. So there is a method by which you can exclusively determine your content marketing led ROI. That is what this point is trying to tell you. Listen to customers, very important, using various survey, using various forms, using post action survey requests. You see, many times you refer to a page, you are stuck on something, you search, how do I? And so at the end of that microsite page or whatever that, you know, was this information useful? Thumbs up, thumbs down. So that itself is also a survey. Or when your order is completed by the e-commerce company, they send you feedback form. When you complete your interaction on a call center executive, you get a SMS that kindly give a feedback. So this is what means listen to customers. Okay. Compare and learn. So very important, over a period, set your time frame wherein somebody has to get into comparing old versus today's trend. Now, if you are regularly going to do that, what will happen is you will be able to determine the trends which are in favor of you, trends which are threatening you. So it will allow you to modify your internet marketing strategy. So regularly reviewing all above these 10 aspects will really make your content development relevant, need-based, authentic, substantiable, and it will create therefore a loyal base. So this is what we have understood as to how do you measure overall return on investment on content marketing. So now we will learn certain common mistakes people make. It starts with content without clear plan. We have studied earlier requirements, so we avoid those things. So things like we have no clarity about the goals, we have no idea about whom are we talking to, what are the topics of interest, the media habits of your customers, it is not optimized around the keywords, etc. How are you distributing? We saw that social media acts as a distribution. So are you using right distribution channels? And what are your matrices for its evaluation? So what is happening at the end? It leads to inconsistency, and therefore your content becomes irrelevant. Second is neglecting audience preference. Entire content marketing strategy is supposed to be for the target audience, but you either neglect because you do not know their needs, or you have not understood their needs, etc. So you are developing content which, however, is not being wanted by your target customers. You are delivering it through various media, but they are not the media that is being used by them very often. You are delivering at a specific time, but that's not the time that they are onto the media, the channel that you use, etc. You do not know their media habits. So whether he is more video savvy, whether he is a text, he is a blog reader. So those aspects means neglecting the audience. So it because your content doesn't get delivered itself. Forgetting SEO, search engine optimization, right from creation stage, where you create your digital property, the meta tags, the picture tags, the keyword use, etc. And subsequently, you keep updating your SEO strategy, acquiring key words, etc. If you do not get into that, the listing of your content will suffer, and as a result, not many will be able to come to your content. Failing to promote content, creating content is one thing, but promoting it organically, promoting it through a paid channel, both are required. Only when you do that, what will happen? Target audience will come to know that your this content exists, and once they start knowing that you repeatedly do, or they come to you, then there are many this thing there where you have to subscribe, or say, so when you subscribe, then they automatically start getting those updates and all, but you have to bring them first time. Okay, so that's a promotion that you require. Fifth is neglecting the performance measurement criteria. So now you should know what will determine the success. If those matrices are not in place, key performance indicators, and what will determine the success, if you are not clear about it, that means you are spending money without knowing what will be considered as a successful execution. Inconsistent publishing, either irregularly or irrelevant subject, or ad hoc manner in which subjects are chosen, etc. Then what happens? Content itself will lose meaning, and people will not see the logical linkage in what you are publishing. And when that happens, when they find you inconsistent, okay, overall it's an inconsistency, what will happen? There are a lot of negative outcomes to that. If you are not strategically thought, then loss of audience interest, the biggest loss that can ever happen to you. People will not want to come to your content again. It would be reduced visibility. Suppose people are still loyal, but because your content overall does not match logically, the crawler, the search engine optimization, this thing, algorithms will not give you a higher visibility. Inconsistent branding. Now, people sometimes see, sometimes you disappear, etc. So the brand, this thing suffers. Limited opportunity for users. People will not find much of a relevance into your content that you have given, etc. So they may occasionally come, they occasionally will not come. They do not overall find anything worthwhile for them, and that's what leads to the audience interest. And then finally, difficulties in establishing authority. Crux of content, this thing, is to create your domain authority, which you fail to establish if you do not have consistency in your content. We will now study some of the latest trends in the content marketing. Broadly, you know that it links with the internet marketing, therefore it comes under the digital marketing sphere, which is ever evolving, ever changing, new platforms, new technology coming in. Therefore, it is very essential to stay updated. Some of the trends that I wish to highlight for you is the short form videos. There are many platforms where shorter 20 seconds, 30 seconds to maybe maximum 1 minute video can be easily made also. You don't require any investment. Okay, that is going to create a different niche of creator, as well as it provides an opportunity for the brand also to come into that league and create their shorter form videos to get engaged with the customers. So that's what it has the highest attention span as of today. People love to watch short form videos. Marketers cannot remain aloof, and using social media in this, they can create a multiplier effect. In 2023 and beyond, what is said is these short form videos are going to get very popular. 90% of the marketers use videos, short form videos, and they are going to either maintain or increase their investment. So you see how this is going to change. Come to content powered revenue. Nothing short, very briefly, it's like efforts are on to see that whether you really create a matrices which allows you to determine how much revenue that has come through using your content marketing resources or generated content. So that is what define your content, create relevant KPIs, and then determine your key return on investment. So that is going to also come in. Funny, trendy, and relatable content. Now, each words are that way, this thing. What is said is there is a surge going to be in the related content, with 46% of the social media marketing giving it a try. You create some kind of a relativity between your content, the consumer need, which any which ways was there, but now this is getting into a more video and more engaging ways. Funny content, as the word suggests, is going to get highest, second highest investment. So people would like to even see your brand message in a very funny manner. So that's what brands are coining for itself. They want to venture into it and sustain themselves out there. Then comes the influencer marketing. There are various statistics that has been provided to you, which says that influencer marketing is popular, will remain popular, and will be sustained. 1 in 4 marketers using influencer marketing. So that itself is a trend. The field is said to experience, you know, the substantial growth, with 17% of marketers considering it for the first time, their investment in the influencer marketing. So such and similar data reveals that influencer marketing is going to grow in a very dynamic manner. Social media remains the best way to reach Gen Z. So what it tries to tell you, there are statistics that 93% of Gen Z spends average 4 hours daily on the social media, and 57% of them have discovered new product only using social media. So you look at how the information search and related aspects are changing in consumer buyer behavior cycle. Furthermore, 28% of the Gen Z consumer bought a product through the social media app. So that's also another approach. They directly go and forward, if the social media promotes it, if they like it, they click the link, they go and end up buying. Not that, you know, I will consider after I come out of social media, then I will go to e-commerce site. No, they continue their journey. Additionally, social media is the marketer's channel. Gen Z consumers discover new products. So what it tries to tell you is this is a channel through which marketers can search for this kind of a customer. So once you know what these people are doing the most, marketers can find a way to be there the most. So when you do that, your brand will get connected with the today's new generation people. So that's the another very significant important development. So we have studied some of the trends. So we come to the last section, which is essentially on summary. To begin with, it gives you the idea about the importance of content marketing, what the content marketing is about, which is generating a content relevant with the need of your customer, enhancing their need for information requirements using various platforms. You can do that. Platforms are given out there. It's an ongoing process. What is important is to note that you require a proper planning, proper creation, consistency in your creation, your delivery through social media, etc. By handling and sharing content smartly, businesses are today able to get their prospective customers to come to them on their most useful digital platform, convert them into the lead, and from there complete the transaction, make them customers for themselves. Content management also allows business to make decisions based on data. What is this particular thing? All this are the digital media. We have earlier in one of the chapters studied the analytics are available to you. So which digital media, which page, which particular page not preferred by people, all aspects. You have invested money in certain social media advertisements, certain platform. Now, because it's a dynamic real-time data is available, you are able to take corrective course correction if certain things are not working for you. So that's what is the power of content marketing. Therefore, it is expected that the content marketing will give you better ROI. So that's the reason why that is more effective today. Effective content management is a key. So all this thing is an investment. Unless you do not discover whether your investment is paying you off, your effort will be at times turns out to be shocker. To avoid that, you have to have a proper goal being set, the key performance indicator around. You must know how will you measure your content specific return on investments, etc., so that business can tweak their forward path, business can tweak their internet marketing strategy, business can tweak the content marketing within internet marketing, their strategic association, and overall garner better leads and better revenue for themselves. Thank you, friends.